We're Elkhorn Computer, and we do commercial repair and setup. With Elkhorn Computer, your business will experience profitability through productivity. Give us a try. Visit ElkhornComputer.com, then give us a call. ElkhornComputer.com. Click the microphone icon for a free mouse pad.
Game time, 1620 The Zone, 1620TheZone.com, and of course the 1620 The Zone mobile app. All right, so, yesterday, there was there's a story on this Ian O'Connor book on Bill Belichick. And there are some juicy things about Brady and Belichick in the story. About their relationship and how dicey it has been and blah, 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 blah. So, is there a little rift, little beef, some issues between Belichick and Brady? Yes, clearly. I mean, that is undeniable at this point. Undeniable. I think in this book, I thought I read that Ian O'Connor interviewed over 300 people or something like that. It was like,
real quick, do you believe that?
I don't think they'd make up that number.
But that seems,
it seems like a lot.
That's a lot of people, man.
That doesn't seem like a number that you would just pull out of your you-know-what. That's a lot of people.
Holy, I mean, that's...
Yeah.
If he talked to that many people, hat tip to Ian O'Connor.
My guess he did. That's my guess. My guess he did. So, I guess... I'm not denying that there is some sort of... There's some issues between Belichick and Brady. No, I mean, anybody that's denying that is ridiculous. But here is my point. I hate to break it to you people. And you might want to sit down for this if you're not ready to hear this. But not everyone gets along perfectly in life.
What?
I mean, I know it's what? Not. I know it's no. Hard. I know it's. I told you to sit down. Not everyone is 100% on the same page. Relationship's totally great. Every single aspect of the relationship is perfect. It's not always like that. In fact, I'd argue that more often than not, there's disagreements, there's issues, there's beef, there's arguments, and there's problems. That's how life is. That's called life. Let me ask you a question. You get along with everyone in your family perfect? Do you get along with everyone in your family perfectly? What about at work? Let me ask you that. You driving right now, or you look like everyone at your work, at your job, I want you to go through your Rolodex. You are like every single thing with every one of your coworkers is perfect. You don't. You don't get along with everyone in your family. You don't get along with everyone at work. So the thing that kills me with this is how some people at times, is how we expect something that is true in life to not be true in sports. It's still people. It's still human beings. Instead of a bunch of people working at a law firm, they're working on a basketball court. Instead of a bunch of people selling insurance, they're on a football team. It always is funny to me when, you ever hear when someone... quits, people will be shocked to hear that someone quit the Nebraska football team or the Nebraska basketball team because they didn't love football. They didn't love what they were doing. And people are like, what? I'm shocked. They didn't love? Does every single person in your place of business 100% love what they are doing? Hell, do you love what you're doing? So again, why would that be different in sports? So, just like with this Brady Belichick thing, and their disagreements and beef and issues, do you have some issues with a family member? Do you have some issues with a coworker? A boss? Yep, you do. So I guess to me is, why do we act totally shocked when we read about this stuff? Like, oh man, these two people didn't get along. I mean, name one person in your life you've been around for. How long Brady and Belichick been around each other? For 18 years? Name one person. Think of someone you've been around for 18 years in your life. Y'all been good the whole time? No problems? None? Zero. Never an argument. Never disagreement. Never an issue. No beef. No nothing. Nothing. You're lying if you say, yep, there's Todd, there's Terry, there's Tommy, there's Tammy. No. So to me, we act totally shocked. We read about this stuff. And here's this would only be an issue if the Patriots weren't winning. Then all this stuff is a legitimate problem. So part of me is kind of like, holler at me when the Patriots start losing and sucking and getting killed. Until then, I'm not saying it's not a story or anything like that. I'm not saying that. It's a story. And we're a gossip society. We love when two people are. It's why we love reality shows. We like beef and gossip and all this stuff. We love it. Ooh, Eminem called out Machine Gun Kelly. We love all that stuff. But you know what life is? Life is about getting along with people you either don't like or have issues with. That's life. Can you rise above all that stuff for the greater good and get the job done? That's a lot of what life is. Clearly, the Patriots can. I mean, hell, and you would know this story better than I would, Corey. Mike and the Mad Dog had the number one radio show. They're like New York City radio legends, hated each other for years. Hated each other. Didn't talk, all that stuff. You go right on down the line. I'm sure there are wildly successful sitcoms where there were two cast members, hated each other. Wildly successful movies, different, like.
Bands.
Hated each other.
Go watch any of VH1's old Behind the Mirror.
Yeah.
The most wildly successful bands.
Hated each other.
But you see them on stage, you're like, these guys look like they're the best of friends.
Yeah, I'm not saying that this is like a non-story. I get why it's a story. And I'm not saying that there isn't legitimate, like these, oh, this is all a lie. No, there's clearly some issues. No one's denying that. But I guess for me, it's like, just come get me when they start losing games. When who was in the Super Bowl last 2 years?
The Patriots.
The Patriots. Who won one of the two Super Bowls last 2 years?
The Patriots.
The Patriots. Like.
And during this timeline of when they are supposedly beefing, that was when they were winning a Super Bowl and playing in a Super Bowl.
So, I mean, clearly it's like these two have their disagreements, have their issues, but you know what? When it comes time to show up for practice and show up then for Sunday and games, you know what they both do? Is they both do their freaking job.
See, and there's not... There hasn't been many moments where you and I have beefed.
Yeah.
But we've had disagreements.
Sure.
We've had disagreements on the air.
Yes.
I remember us already... You were like yelling at me about Phil Mickelson at the College World Series. Did that affect
the
show?
Yeah. The putt
yes.
at the U.S. Open. Yeah.
Did it affect the show? Did it affect our relationship with each other?
No.
Absolutely not.
No.
Because we're all human beings.
Yeah. It's
we all have disagreements.
So I just it kills me where people expect sports to not mirror life in some ways. What's funny about that is, what do people always want to be like, oh, you know, sports teaches you life lessons, right? Like, that's something we hear all the time. Yeah, there's nothing quite like being on a team and being on sport that'll teach you about life. Well, then what? Then life is about not getting along. Like, you're not going to get along with everybody, but you still got to do your job.
Right.
Why would sports be any different? Why on earth would sports be? Hate to break it to you, but in the 90s and 95 team, 93, like there were some, I'm sure there were some guys on that team that had huge beefs with each other.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. This fascination with writing the obituary of Brady and Belichick is fascinating to me.
And that's what this is all about.
People just want that to come to an end so bad that, I mean, to a certain extent, like the whole interviewed 300 people, you interview enough people, you'll find the story you're looking for. Right? Like, I mean, you interview enough people, you're going to find probably the story you're looking for.
And with stuff like this, like I dig deeper and I listen and read more things than I probably should.
Yeah.
Because I am like any other homer. I'm looking for something to support my opinion.
Sure.
But with that in mind, like there was a there was an excerpt from the book where an unnamed Patriots assistant claimed that the rest of the that the coaching staff didn't think Tom Brady was that great.
Yeah, talking about that, the top 15.
Yes,
yeah.
They thought that they could take the top end to that. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
That, if you think that, you are a moron.
There's a part of that me that is, wants to, I want to go to Ian O'Connor and say, please show me who said that. And that person needs to be like banned from ever being associated with football.
And I think that there's a lot of people that are pretty sure that they think that they know who it was. And I mean, it was Chris Sims. He used to be an assistant for the Patriots.
I mean,
and now ever since he left the Patriots, he's very well known to be kind of a Patriots hater.
I mean, because it is the idea that you could. So the staff thought at the time, you give us any top 15 quarterback, and we'd do the same thing. I mean, oh my God.
So you're telling me that the Patriots are going to do the same thing that they are doing with Tom Brady if they had like Ryan Tannehill?
Yeah,
that's what you're telling me.
Right.
Unnamed Patriots assistant.
Or Andy Dalton, or I'm trying to think of who else would be like a
give
fringe,
me a damn break.
A fringe top fit. Like, it's ridiculous. It's totally ridiculous.
But I'm totally with you. Like, I...
Just like there's no
denying that Bill Belichick and Tom Brady have beefed and are probably beefing currently.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that they're dying.
Right.
It doesn't mean that this thing is coming to an end.
Right.
And it's going to eventually. Tom Brady's 41 years old for
crying out
loud.
That's what's frustrating about this is like people will eventually be like, the frustrating about this is like whenever it ends, it'll be like, see? And it's like, well, I mean.
You're the same guy
like
that were writing
their obituary
10 years ago.
You're 2.5 hours into a movie and you're going to, you turn to your person, this is going to end soon. Well, yeah.
Of
course what happens?
But people are going to point to all of this and say, oh, so that's the reason.
That's why it's
ending. No, maybe the reason is just because Tom Brady is over the hill.
He's 50. All right. All right, let's go to break.
Go Patriots.
Some news with an Ohio State star. That's big news for the Buckeyes. We'll share that with you. Got to get to Kugler at 12:32. Game time.